Time now for your comments. First, a note about a parody by the NPR show Rewind. Chris McKenna, Ferndale, Michigan, wrote that the satire of America's patriotic excess was not funny. He says, while I appreciate and actually admire the irreverence that inspired the idea, the execution reinforced public radio's undeserved reputation for being, sorry to say, nerdy. Another listener wrote to say that the eagle call in the production was not even an eagle. Joe Martin, an eagle handler at a raptor rehab program in Colorado, says it was a red-tailed hawk, and he adds, the cry of the bald eagle isn't nearly as patriotism-inspiring as that of the red tail. It sounds more like a cross between a honking goose and the quack of a duck being squeezed too hard. Brian Naylor's story about protests over compensation for September 11th victims drew this reply from Joseph Dissel of New York City.
Tragedies happen all the time. This was an act of war. Those people are getting millions of dollars from the government and from people out of charity. They should say, thank God people cared about us, not march for more money.
The leader of the Islamic Center of Greater Cleveland, Imam Fawaz Damra, wrote to clarify a story about him. Senior correspondent Juan Williams indicated that Damra thought the Jewish community gave the media a videotape of Damra making anti-Semitic remarks. Damra writes that his criticism was not of the Jewish community overall, but rather of the Jewish Defense League. Damra also writes that he did not work closely with one of his critics in the story, Reverend Ken Chalker of the United Methodist Church. The story said that he had. And a story last week about the ongoing anthrax investigation mentioned the Traditional Values Coalition. Reporter David Kestenbaum contacted that group to ask if it had been contacted by the FBI. The TVC said it had not. Since there is no evidence that it was or should be investigated, the TVC said it was inappropriate for it to be named on the air. The NPR editors agree. Finally, in an interview about music inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King, Susan Stamberg mentioned classical, gospel, pop, and jazz songs, but not country music. Country fans wrote suggesting their favorites, including this from Douglas Forrester in Newport News, Virginia. I would just like to note that country music performer Garth Brooks had a huge hit about 10 years ago that dealt with Dr. King's issues of freedom and equality called, of all things, We Shall Be Free.
When the last child cries for a crust of bread, when the last man dies for just words that he said, when they're sheltered over the poorest head, we shall.
Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.